What does this mean to have eternal life? This was the question that Nicodemus raised today when he asked the Lord Jesus. He tried to understand it in a very humanly way, and in a way too, how his people interpreted the scripture and how he looked at life. And Jesus said very clearly that we have to seek eternal life, not by our own human standard, comprehension, or outlook. We have to look at through the power and working of the Holy Spirit to be freed by the truth and to learn how to become more conformed to the will of God by being more like the Son of Man, the Son of God, by becoming more Christ-like each day. My brothers and sisters, every one of us need to become more Christ-like each day in being generous to God and being generous to one another. And that's why in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we are being told that our generosity of not holding back or worrying about ourselves help us to be generous with each other. I already preached on the first reading this last Sunday when I say, what made us different from communism and socialism is that it is the love of Christ that compels us to care for one another, to love each other, even though we are different. One heart, one mind, one love. My brothers and sisters, this is my challenge for you and I as we read the readings today. Where does our heart belong? And are we lifting up our hearts to God? Or are we being held back by the things of this world? Are we allowing ourselves to be freed by the power and working of the Holy Spirit to becoming more Christ-like each day so that we can know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God? Or are we being held back by our own humanity, by our intellect, with our own finitude and our own feeble understanding? Freed our mind by conforming ourselves to the truth, and let the truth set us free by becoming more Christ-like each day to the power and working of the Holy Spirit.